to Let's Talk Community, a podcast full of interesting stories about communities and the people who build and manage them. I am Denise Henkel, your host for this podcast. I'm an experienced community manager and an inexperienced business founder. In today's episode, I want to look at answering the question, how and why do you become a community manager? So the story behind this is that a few weeks ago, I was at my old university and gave a little talk about my career. What did I do after I finished studying and how did I become a community manager? After my talk, one student approached me and asked me, "Oh, this all sounds really great. How do I become a community manager?" And I found it really difficult to answer this question because at least in Germany, you cannot study this. So there's no straightforward way to become a community manager. And since community managers naturally are acting in the background, there are not many role models that you can point to and say, hey, look at this person, how he or she did it. Luckily, I know quite a few community managers, so I forwarded this question to my network and asked, hey, dear fellow community managers, how and why did you become a community manager? And I received quite a few answers and I could see a trend. Let me give you the answers that I received. So the first person answered that the job fell into their lap at their old employer. And since they are a natural collaborator, it suits their style. On top of that, community manager is an incredibly varied role. It doesn't get boring and it's still fairly niche. So the opportunities are enormous for a community manager's career as folks are still figuring out how to do it. The next answer is I started participating in communities that spoke to my interest and then I became a moderator. Yeah, copy paste that and that's just exactly how I became a community manager because I used to be in communities all the time, writing fan fiction, talking about anime and manga, games communities, you name it. That person then progressed to becoming a community manager and stuck with the job because they enjoy the process that goes into building and maintaining communities. The next answer is a little bit similar. I was working at an open source company and was always advocating for our users. Then they made that the job. Ah, lucky you. And that person still enjoys doing that job because every day is different. The next answer is a little bit different than the ones before. Just after university, I read the book The Different Drum by M. Scott Peck. It was about community. It was the first book I couldn't finish reading because I was filled with such a strong yearning to build a community. Well, and nowadays that person is doing community management as a job. Well done. And I have to read that book. It's the first time I heard about it. The next answer is, hi, I didn't choose. It kind of fell into my lap as our employee comms team brought social biz into our company and culture. And I love helping people solving problems and helping them do something more easily. The next answer is nearly the same. Initially, I did not choose it, but once I started doing it at my first gig, I found the work was intuitive and engaging, and that's what has kept me going in the field. So yeah, there's clearly a trend that people didn't choose this profession. The next person started out as an engineer holed up in a cubicle and answered meetup forum questions for fun. Eventually, they became a moderator and now they are a community manager. They realized that they could actually get paid for having fun and doing this for a living. Another person told me that she used to be a teacher before she became a community manager, and her experience in meshing online and in-person events as a teacher transitioned well to a new career. My husband, by the way, is a teacher as well, and whenever we talk about the challenges in our professions, there are a lot of similarities, so I can clearly see why your experience as a teacher is helpful for your community manager job. Then I had someone who answered my question with a question. Does anyone really choose community? I think you dabble in it and then it pulls you in and never lets go. Clearly, that's what most people replied. But as you see, the student asked me, how do I become a community manager? So people are starting to choose this profession? So the next answer is, I didn't realize it back then when I made the choice, but I just love helping others. It's one of the most rewarding feelings when you see people around you being successful because you enabled them to. Then I have one person answering, I've worked in the corporate world my entire career, always helping customers through marketing and communications. This just felt like a natural progression to help them directly and hear from them every day. Been doing it 5 years now. And I hope you will be doing it much longer. We need more community managers. My own answer to my question was, I love enabling others to be their very best. I love to connect people and to create new opportunities. I usually see something valuable in people or situations where others don't even look twice. It's my dream job. And the last answer I received for my question was from someone who studied social media and then realized that the whole strategy and planning, analyzing, they really didn't enjoy that. But what they enjoyed was getting in touch with people, talking to them, getting to know them, and connecting them with each other. So they started doing that as a freelance community manager. Okay, these were all the answers I received, and at this point, a big thank you to everybody who took the time to reply to my question. Which answer would I give to the student now that I've received so many replies? Well, I used to be a team lead of a community team. So I was in the position that I would need to find new community managers for my team and make a choice who should become the community manager. And from that perspective, my advice would be that you need practical experience. So if you want to become a community manager, and in case you haven't done that yet, you should become a member of a community. Or even build your own community. If there is something that you care about, something where you want to change something or achieve something, it could be a running group. It could be, I don't know, cleaning up your city. Like a friend of mine, she started a cleanup group for our city and goes around and collects the rubbish. So if there's anything like that that you care about, then start building a community around it. It's really easy nowadays to do that. The second piece of advice I would give is that you should network. Nowadays, you don't become a community manager by chance anymore. At least, not that much. Nowadays, people are deliberately searching for community managers because this topic has become more and more important and companies see the value of building community. So it is important that those people looking for community managers can find you. And more employers look for big networks of community managers. We do have networks like that. For example, CMX and the Community Roundtable are big networks for community managers where you can get inspiration and advice, but also find job offerings. So CMX, for example, they send around a weekly newsletter, and in that newsletter, they always have a job listing. And in their Facebook group, every, I don't know which day of the week, but once a week, they encourage their members to share any open positions in the community management field that they know of. So it's worth being part of these networks and finding your dream job as a community manager. I will put the links to these networks in the show notes for this episode. So you just have to click and join them. The last thing I'd like to say is that I'm thrilled about the fact that the profession community manager becomes more and more attractive to people, and people deliberately now choose to become community managers. And in this context, it's even more important that new community managers are well prepared for their job. This is why in the next podcast episode, I will speak about the topic of education and training for community managers. If you're interested in that, please tune in again next week. Thank you for listening. And from now on, I will release one new episode every week. So I'd be happy if you tune in again. If you enjoyed this podcast, feel free to leave me a review on iTunes or like the episode on YouTube. And if you know somebody who would find this podcast helpful, please share it with them. Thank you for your support.